Welcome to another edition of the Calder Cannons TAC Cup Footy Podcast, The Blast, brought to you by Rams Home Loans and Lead Art Local Footy. This week we'll be joined by one of our match winners from the club's Round 17 win over the Western Jets, Jean-Luc Valisaris. Jean-Luc has locked down a spot in Calder's TAC Cup side at the right time of the season and was huge against the Jets as the Cannons came up trumps by 7 points at Rams Arena on Saturday. The Aberfeldy junior booted 3 goals, including the sealer in the dying minutes, to go along with 24 disposals, 5 marks and 3 tackles. In a seesawing game, Calder won 10-10-70 to 9-9-63 after the Jets levelled the scores 28 minutes into the last quarter. Best of field Ben Ronk won the next clearance, booting a point to put the Cannons back in front before Valisaris sealed the result. Calder will face reigning Premier Oakley Chargers in an elimination final next weekend after finishing 7th on the ladder. The teams have played once this year, with the Cannons getting home by 8 points in Round 9 at Rams Arena as Mohammed Saad booted 7 goals. Jean-Luc Valisaris has taken his opportunity at TAC Cup level with both hands this year after being named in the under-18 summer training squad for the first time at Calder Cannons. The midfielder slash forward played his 8th game for the Cannons on Saturday and was named second best after playing a key role against the Western Jets. We caught up with Jean-Luc to discuss Calder's finals prospects and the confidence which has helped him find a permanent spot in the Cannons side.
I've sort of struggled in earlier weeks coming in and out of the side with school footy, but it's good to have a good game, kick 3 goals, which was good. We had to put some damage on the scoreboard.
Coming into the Cannons setup for the first time, I think, at the start of the year, what sort of goals did you set yourself?
Originally it was to make the list and then play every game I could. And I've done that so far. So
you got onto the summer training squad. I guess that was a big step forward in itself. But what do you feel like you did between then and that point of getting listed that got you on the list for the first time?
I put myself out there. I had people backing me outside of here, like my local coach Brett Goulet and school coach Clay Ullman, which really pushed my case and helped me out.
I think Brett had a pretty big say in getting you down here as well, and he must have had a pretty big influence on your career being your coach down at Abbas.
I was only under him for 1 year, but he did a lot for me in that 1 year. Really backed me and had a lot of confidence in me, which really helped me having confidence in myself.
And where have you played your junior footy?
At Abbas. I played 1 year at Moonee Valley when I was about 6 or 7 years old, and then I moved to Aberfeldy.
And what about school footy as well? Where do you go to school?
Penleigh Anson Grammar.
Okay. What was your form like there this year?
It was all right. It was pretty good. We made a grand final. We lost by 4 points. It was pretty disappointing.
Right time of the year to be playing some good footy and really cement yourself in the side as well heading into finals?
Yeah, definitely. Always want to be playing your best footy at the back end of the season, heading into finals whenever you do make it. So, going in pretty confident.
This role that Jono's had you playing, sort of floating through the midfield and playing across half forward and kicking a few goals as well, is that how you've played most of your footy through your juniors?
I've been thrown around a bit. I've spent a bit of my juniors at half back and now coming up into the midfield, building my fitness base. And now at Calder, they've thrown me everywhere as well. But on the weekend, I spent a bit more time forward and in through the midfield, and it was good.
And what did it mean? You kicked the sealer on the weekend as well. It must have been a pretty good feeling to kick your third goal and kick such an important one as well.
I was playing a few of my schoolmates who played for Western Jets, which is good to get the edge over them. So, then give them a bit of stick at school. So that's
you let them know about it on Monday.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What do you think the boys can achieve come finals? It looks like you're going to be in an elimination final against Oakley now. Do you think you'll take a fair bit of confidence out of that effort against the Jets?
Yeah, we can achieve anything we put our mind to. I think the boys are really good together, and they're... We're a strong group, which is good. We came together nicely through our camp in Queenscliff, and throughout the year we've just gotten stronger and closer together.
And what do you think is the next step for you, sort of after this year? What are you hoping to do with your footy?
Oh, I'm not sure. We'll see how we go.
Is that talk? Have you thought about, I don't know, VFL footy? The chance to come back here, that type of thing?
Yeah, any chance I'll get, I'll take.
This week's Cannons in the Big League feature looks at the career of one of the club's most popular and decorated draftees, Collingwood star Dane Swan. Swan wore jumper number 8 during his time at Calder and was drafted to the Magpies with selection 58 in the 2001 AFL National Draft. This week, the Westmeadows product announced his retirement after breaking 3 bones in his foot in the opening round of the 2016 AFL season. He was named as Ruck Rover in Calder's team of the first 20 years last year and is undoubtedly one of the club's finest exports. Swan finished his AFL career with a Brownlow medal, premiership, 5 All-Australian jumpers and 3 Copeland trophies to his name, as well as 258 top-level games. Congratulations from everyone at the Cannons on a superb career, Swanee. In this week's Calder History Lesson, we remember two players you might not know a lot about, but who have held down records at the Cannons for several years. Our games record holder up until last year with 45 TAC Cup matches with James Izard, who was drafted to Port Adelaide out of Broadford back in 2004. He played 4 games with the Power before being delisted and enjoying a successful Sandful career. He was knocked off the top of that list in 2015 by ruckman Mark Kovacevic, who played his 46th match for Calder despite mixing his time between the club and VFL side Coburg. Sirhat Temel is the other player we've focused on this week, who holds the record for the most club goals with 82. He did hold it outright until this year when current Cannon Carl Brown drew level with 46 goals in 16 games to also take his tally to 82. The TSC Cup side has a weekend off before facing Oakley in a knockout final next weekend. That's all for this week's edition of The Blast. We'll see you again next week.